It's Friday and time for the Coastal News Roundup. This week, the hotly contested Bayou Bridge pipeline is finally complete. Plus, an update on two environmental lawsuits. WWNO's Travis Lux got all the details from Sarah Sneath, environment reporter for NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune.
So the companies behind the controversial Bayou Bridge pipeline announced this week that the pipeline is finished and it's going to start moving crude oil from Lake Charles to St. James starting on Monday, April 1st. The project has faced years of pushback from protests in the swamp to arrests and also several lawsuits. So is this the end of the story when it comes to the Bayou Bridge pipeline?
Well, a couple of these lawsuits are still active. For example, one has to do with landowners who didn't want the pipeline on their land, and another has to do with how construction permits were approved. It's hard to predict what might come from those. It could be nothing. It could be money for damages, but it probably won't mean putting any stops to the pipeline at this point.
A damaged oil platform has been leaking oil in the Gulf of Mexico for about 15 years now. There's been a debate about just how much has leaked and where it's coming from. There are these different estimates from the Coast Guard and researchers and even the oil company itself, Taylor Energy. So Taylor filed this lawsuit against the Coast Guard last year, but now a local environmental group has filed an intervention in that suit. So what does that do exactly?
Right. So Taylor Energy sued the Coast Guard for taking over part of the containment effort. Now Gulf Coast Restoration Network, which has just changed its name to Healthy Gulf, has filed to intervene in the lawsuit. They say that their goal is to support the Coast Guard in getting this leak plugged once and for all.
And what does it mean to be an intervener? What does that mean?
Right. It's a way within the legal system for a third party to get involved with a case that they have a vested interest in. So Healthy Gulf says that it's within their mission statement to protect the Gulf of Mexico. And by intervening in the case, they would be able to file briefs asking the judge to pay attention to environmental issues that they're concerned about.
So they've kind of invited themselves to the party.
That's one way to say it.
So the Coast Guard's hired a contractor to plug the well that's leaking. There have been boats out there and people working to plug it. So do you have any idea what kind of progress has been made so far?
Yes, the company that is doing the work says they're getting closer. The company is the Cuvion Group. It's installing something that is supposed to trap the leaking oil. It says that that should be done within the next couple weeks. In the meantime, Taylor has sued the Cuvion Group too. And Taylor says the oil has gotten worse since the company started to fix the leak.
Okay, and we've got one more lawsuit to cover here. Last year, residents in the Upper Ninth Ward of New Orleans filed a lawsuit against the city over the fact that their homes were built on top of an old landfill. Remind us what that lawsuit was about.
Right. The residents of Gordon Plaza sued the city and Mitch Landrieu last year when Landrieu was still the mayor. The residents claim that they were not told that the housing development was built on top of a landfill and that by living there, their health is at risk. Their goal of the lawsuit is to be relocated.
And so what's the latest with the lawsuit? Have there been any big developments?
There have not been any big decisions yet, some minor movements. The lawsuit has transferred to the Cantrell administration.
So they're kind of arguing over like legalistic definitions and that kind of thing right now.
Right. And the judge is still reviewing the information that both sides have presented. But the residents tell me that they're going to stick with it. And they're not sure about the timeline yet, but they're in it for the long haul.
Sarah Sneath is an environment reporter for NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you so much for having me.
Support for the Coastal Desk comes from the Walton Family Foundation, the Greater New Orleans Foundation, the Foundation for Louisiana, and local listeners.